This is David Pearson, and this is DJ P's Rock Vinyl. Yes, this is the podcast where I will play you some vinyl. I will play you a super rock track and some tracks of one of my favourite albums. So, what have I got for you this week? Well, let's see, hey. This is a broadcast I was going to do at Halloween, but for some reason, I missed it. That's a bit spooky, isn't it? Anyway, let's see what we can find for you this week. I'm doing something a bit different this week. I'm about to play you this week's super rock track. But for a change, it's going to be from the same album and same artist as my main picks this week. The reason for that is because I went to see a tribute band to this act a couple of weeks ago. That tribute band is called Cloudbusting, which should give you a clue to who this week's artist is. Yes, it's Kate Bush. Now, there may be a few of you out there going, but this is DJP's rock vinyl. Is Kate Bush rock? Well, the reason this is my super rock track of the week will become evident. There's a part of this track that really rocks, and it really came across from the live band, who were brilliant, by the way, as they did a version of this track at the gig I went to. This was never released as a single by Kate. There are two versions of it. This one is off the album Lionheart, but it also appeared on an EP as a live version. So without further ado, here is Kate with the brilliant Don't Push Your Foot on the Heartbreak.
Dropping beads, red dress is beating, dropping beads, red on It's lonely. Don't put your blues where your shoes should be. Wish you never had me. Oh, come on. Everybody needs a hand. You know I can't tell you about you. Don't you be lonely. Don't put your blues where your shoes should be.
So there we have it, the wonderful Don't Push Your Foot on the Heartbreak from Kate Bush. As I say, I saw that performed by the band Cloudbusting at Derby Flower Pot a few weeks ago, and it was great. That was our super rock track for the week, and now I'm taking you to the album that that track came from. And that album, as I've said before, was Lionheart. It's the second studio album by Kate, and it was released in November 78. It was only 9 months after her first debut album, The Kick Inside. Lionheart reached number 6 on the UK album chart and has been certified platinum by the BPI. A lot of critics saw this album as being inferior to her first album, which was a brilliant first album. However, I still think it's probably as good as that first album. And I think you'll agree with me by the time we've listened to some more of the tracks. So, this next track is called Rhapsody in Blue. It's got some great lyrics in it. Enjoy. Thank you. What a lovely track there from Kate. The wonderful Symphony in Blue from the album Lionheart. So again, that track was also played by the cover band Cloudbusting. So I think they recognise it as a good track too. Right, the next one off the album is a bit more well known, I think. It was one of the singles off the album. I think it reached about number 14 in the charts. Kate says that it was about show business in general. And she said she was trying to do a bit of a Pink Floyd style track. So let's see, eh? Wow. Was Kate with Wow, which she herself described as spacey. I think you'll probably agree. What a lovely start to that record as well. It actually segues from the previous track on the album. And guess what? Cloudbusting also did that track at the tribute gig that I went to. Our next track is, in effect, the title of the album. It's actually called O England, My Lion Heart. And Kate describes it herself as a very English track. It's all acoustic instruments and it is quite a nostalgic track. Truly beautiful track there from Kate. I think you'll agree. And yes, it is very English, isn't it? And quite nostalgic. And that is actually the closing track on the first side of the album. So we come to the last track for this week. This track was released as a single, but it only got to number 44 in the charts. Kate says that this was inspired by the actor Lon Chaney. Lon Chaney played in a lot of old horror films. And as we know from the title, there were also a lot of horror films made by Hammer Horror. I must admit, another love of my life are Hammer horror films. If there's one on the TV, I will watch it. But I digress slightly. So here it is, Hammer Horror from Kate Bush. So, Kate Bush with Hammer Horror there. I hope you like that outro. pretty brilliant, isn't it? And what a foreboding orchestration that track has got. Kate did a couple of great performances of that as well. If you ever get to see them, have a look on YouTube, you'll find them. Because as we know, Kate loved to perform in those early days and in her videos. And that was a really clever performance, I think. So I played that for Halloween, but I missed it. As I said, a bit spooky that. So that was today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. And next week, I think we're going from the dead to something that's a bit more alive. So, see you again soon. Don't forget, follow me on Twitter, hashtag GJPsRockVinyl. I'm also putting a few little videos out on that newfangled TikTok thing. Again, look for DJPsRockVinyl. You won't go far wrong. See you next week.